Spin with Emma and Dave.
Good morning.
But Emma and Dave, just us two, not for long. Listen, we have some really exciting news to bring you up to speed with. And we have someone brand new to introduce you to who will be joining us on Fully Charged on April 28th. We are buzzing. And we kind of announced our new presenter in a very unique way. It was at Dave's Adult Kids 30th party the other night. And there was a massive present in the room, yeah. A big box.
And everyone was wondering, what's the point in that?
There was a few people asking me to give them the old, tell me what the crack is.
I thought there was a big cake in it or something.
It was in the box. Well, we gave you a little preview of that audio from the night the other day. And it's time to play it in full and bring you up to speed on who'll be joining us on the show. Let's cross back live to Jump Zone the other night. We do have something to tell you. Every single one of you that are here are about to hear information that nobody outside of Jump Zone right now knows.
No one in the world.
And no one will know for a while, so
I was thinking that you have all brought me presents today, and I thought that I would bring you a present as well.
Someone new will be joining us from Monday, April 28th on yes. Fully Charged. To find out who that person is, we need the loudest happy birthday song to Dave ever. Let's go. Happy birthday.
This is so self-indulgent.
Louder! Louder! Everybody, welcome Fiona Frawley to Fully Charged!
Oh my God, the name was said April 28th.
How would you look who it is in studio this morning? It's Fiona Frawley!
God, welcome Hello. To your new show.
Oh my God, thank you so much, Dave.
How do you, Mr. Yeah, I did as soon as she came in, I was like, just make sure and call me Mr. Hammond from now on. That'd be amazing. Thank you so much.
Yep, no problem.
Appreciate that. How are you feeling?
I'm so excited.
Obviously, the announcement went up on Wednesday, and it happened on Tuesday, though.
It did.
What happened? What are your memories? Because imagine in one of those kind of moments, you don't really remember much.
I was obviously so excited, but I did low-key want to die as well. Like, I arrived at the party.
Yeah.
Everyone's coming in with their presents, you know, their big, like, Smith's bags, everything, the works, watermelon, famously.
Yeah.
And I was with my boyfriend, Dwayne, my partner in life and love, and he was like, you don't have a present, like your cover is completely blown. And I was like, no one cares about me here. No one's looking at me.
Who'll be looking at you?
So we're literally in the middle of Jump Zone, surrounded by loads of people. You're there like in disguise as a regular punter.
In disguise in a pair of Adidas tracksuit bottoms. So then we saw the box, and Callum was like, here's the box, you're going to jump out of, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, first of all, alarm bell when I saw how small the
interior
hole
was.
Well, no, the interior was, sorry for want of a better word.
The door.
It was a small hole, is what you're saying.
That I had to get out of. I was like, I wouldn't be the best with like...
holes?
Fine motor skills. Yeah, no, I'm great with holes. But, like, with just, girls. But like with like fine motor skills or like any sort of movement, I was like, I'm going to fall. I'm going to like, or like my head's going to get...
She was so nervous beforehand. Like, we did it. I was in the back and I was just like, how are you feeling? She was like, yeah, I'm going to fall. I just know I'm going to fall.
Or else I didn't know if the box was going to be wheeled out and like the bottom of it would fall and my arse would just be hanging out, like dragging along the carpet.
You know, you see all the time, like during the Eras tour, they're like, Taylor Swift's in that box being wheeled around to get onto the stage or whatever. Here's Fiona Frawley at Jump Zone and Santry. We're launching you on spin. You're being put in a box.
I did really want to spin the box just to, you know what I mean? Really freak out. Right? I was like a fish in a exactly.
Yeah.
Like a fish in a goldfish bowl.
My main concern, like when I walked in and saw the box, I was like, oh, they think a celeb is coming out of here. Like, you know, if it's like we've got a surprise, it's in the box. And it's like you think it's gonna be like Samantha Mumba. You think it's gonna be
Joel Curry's here.
Yes,
DJ.
Oh my God, Joel, that's who came to mind. And then so that's what was mostly killing me, that like I was gonna jump out and that like the whole crowd was going to be like, oh, she thinks she's someone.
And yes, it did.
Which
that
is the
happen.
Most Irish fear ever.
The second you came out, everyone was like, woo!
I mean, they were like, sure. Like, especially when you framed it as, I'm going to give something back to you. They were like, whoa,
gift for you.
What is that? And then they were like, okay, it's some girl.
Here's a girl in a box.
But anyway, they Stop were all like, that. Okay, cool. Can I go bounce now? Can I use up my slushy?
Oh, God.
But no,
come
it
here.
Was stunning.
Listen, those who've you know, seen the press release and everything do the rounds the last couple of days might know your backstory. You belonged on radio for quite some time.
Stop, girl.
Yeah. you're a comedian. That's your bread and butter. You won't be too sleepy coming in here now in the morning, will you, after?
No, it'll be grand. Yeah. I mean, I'll take a bit of a backseat maybe from comedy now. Like, you know, I don't need to be saying that.
I genuinely thought you were going to say, do you know what, I'll probably take a backseat with the radio stuff.
Yeah, I probably won't be here too much.
Okay. Speaking of other comedians seem to hate spin. I always see like Simon Hennessy doing videos of like Spin 103 doing the chicken fella roll humour, and I absolutely love it, but you're now part of that. You're part of that crew and you're part of the Spin 103 crew. How do you feel about going to be talking about the number 40 bus and chicken fella rolls and Barry's or Lions, Fiona? Barry's or Lions, do you know what I mean?
Sorry, who's getting the paycheck at the end of the day? Sorry, Simon, are you making any money off those vids? I don't think so. So you will take a job in here immediately.
Honestly, we love when comedians take the mick out of us, so we're really, really looking forward to you hopefully doing the exact same, even though you are an employee.
No, everything I do here will be 100% in earnest. Yeah. And if you ask me to review a chicken fillet roll, sadly, it's not the first time I've had to do that for a job, so I will do it again. I will break down the density of the lettuce shreds.
Who's your favourite Barry Keoghan?
Probably the original Barry. Probably Barry.
Listen, we are absolutely buzzing.
It's going to be amazing. April 28th is when the new show launches. Fiona, I'm absolutely buzzing, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, honey. I love it. Woo!
Spin, your number one hit music station. I like where this is going.